success to you.
Yes.
And next we are in old business. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. As you know, we've had a long process of open comments with the public concerning our redistricting process. Last week, I indicated that we were inserting the road names into the ordinance or proposed ordinance. Reason we were doing that when we were drafting this on the parts of the districts, three of them that we made changes. Obviously, we used the new road names. And then we realized in going back through it in some of the districts that we did not have to change, we had left just the road numbers. The road naming process took place over the last 10 years. There is no change in any lines in this proposed proposal that I just passed out. The only changes are, one, adding the road names where appropriate, and secondly, in Mr. Vinson, in your district, on page 2, there was a branch that was incorrectly referred to when it should have been a ditch. In that case, it was to the center line and of an unnamed ditch as opposed to a branch. So I think it would be appropriate if the council desires to go through with this today that there would first need to be a motion adopting the changes first to the ordinance that was introduced and approving the changes of adding the road names to the introduced ordinance, and on the first council Manic district, adding to the center line of unnamed ditch as opposed to Stony Branch. And if that passes, then afterwards it would be a motion to approve the amended or the ordinance as amended.
So we need how many motions?
You need one motion to amend to add the road names to the ordinance, proposed ordinance, and the unnamed ditch in replace of Stony Branch.
Okay, that'd be the first motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take that vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, except I see one road's called Godwin School Road, and I don't know if I like that or not. Thank you. Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Is George Parrish still in my district?
Yes, we didn't change the lines.
We need to change it. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next motion, Mr. Moore.
Next, there would be a motion to adopt an ordinance to repeal ordinance number 1548 relating to councilmatic election districts and adopting councilmatic election districts as just amended.
Entertain that motion.
I'll make that one too.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Cole, any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. That motion carried. And there's another motion, that's it.
There's no other motions. Okay. I would like to point out that the Board of Elections, we have been in constant, or Mr. Carter's been in constant contact with them. There, we will be coming back. There are two potential bump outs for EDs. And instead of just adding it in today, that information came into us after public record was closed. So I did not want to include it today, but we would be coming back with an ordinance for those two. One of them is between Shingle Point Road and Sand Hill Road between Route 9 and Briarwood Manor, which consists of maybe 300 homes or persons. The other one, I think, is in the area of Mount Joy, which is roughly 38 people. And those are that the Board of Elections is requesting. It's my understanding the State Senate would also need to change their lines to accommodate that. So we're discussing that with them, and if we need to do that, we will be back. But I wanted you to be aware.
It sounds like third district, both of them in third district, or close anyway.
I think
second district.
My district.
Both of them.
Sounds like it.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay, next old business.
We're discussing the pension ordinance again.
Yep.
You did get in your packet information. The council directed us to do a comparison of what the two other counties and the state had on their pension committee. Last week's discussion, talking about the ordinance, where the new ordinance would be an amendment to the existing ordinance, Chapter 26, which establishes a pension committee with clear responsibilities and some structure, and also authorizes the Sussex County Council to enter into certain investment agreements. Attached was a listing of the state of Delaware and what makes up their pension board, Newcastle County and Sussex and Kent County, excuse me. As you can see from the state of Delaware, it is a billion-dollar pension. Their pension is not like ours at this point. They are very heavy with trustees and investment committees and advisory councils, and no state of Delaware employees sit on these boards. However, areas of state government is represented on the board by committees. There's just a different structure than the counties. On Newcastle County, you'll see the difference there is the unions. They are represented by union. I think it's 80 or 90% of the counties up there are unionized, and they have five union members on their board, which doesn't fit us, again, because that's not the case here. And then in Kent County, they have a very small board, five members, two employees, and three outsiders, which we felt was tilted too much to the outside, having more say on the board than the employees and the administration structure of their committee. So while it's good to compare, we're unique. All counties are unique and the state's unique. The pension committee did have a meeting yesterday as we're working on our year-end investments, and we contend with our original suggestion that we're recommending the makeup of the committee members to be the finance director, the county administrator, human resource director, a council member, retiree, an employee, and the community member, which is adding basically two more to our existing board, giving it a little bit more variety, insight, expertise, the one community member that we would be pulling in, and the perspective from a retiree. The reasons for this is we think adding another community member, the board gets too big. With the committee gets too big, it becomes unwielding and it becomes ineffective. It takes a long time. Our pension consultant was there, and he agreed also, Pierce Park Group, that the larger the board, the more ineffective it is. And that's what we'll be discussing today.
Sue, did you ever consider maybe dropping somebody?
We discussed that. There was no motion from the committee to drop anyone.
I don't know. When you look at the other makeups, they do seem to be, like the state of Delaware, everybody's from the outside. No state employees, right? And then Newcastle County had a different setup because of unions, and Kent County did, again, there was more people from the outside than there were from the inside. So, and they seemed to...
I believe we felt who was represented on the board had very good reasons to sit on the board, for instance, a council member, so that, you know, the pension is a huge asset for us and very important decision, so that a council member would be in the know of what was going on, and the county administrator, as it's, you know, has pension has many concerns from benefits to budget. And the human resource director, we went through each one and we came up with reasons that we felt they were a good representative on the board.
But it was, for years, it was a county council that underfunded it for years, right? The pension. So it's not so much that, you know, is the county council going to have a different interest, you know, or outlook on this whole thing? Because sometimes, like I said, they just underfunded it for whatever. And then we finally had to come around, and we made an effort to refund it, And what happened is, fortunately, we hit this period of time where we had a huge amount of transfer taxes, and we were able to direct a lot of that money. So a lot of that money that could have been possibly used for other infrastructure things, we had to go and bail out the pension fund and stuff like this because it was so poorly administered by in-house people originally. So we've gotten in a good position, you know, and I'm just thinking into the future, I'm still concerned about, you know, the makeup of it. I think we've done a great bang-up job getting us almost fully funded and all that stuff. But, again, I just question whether the makeup is balanced enough when you have all those county-involved people and one outsider. Even though the retiree, you're considering as an outsider, he's no outsider. He's still a beneficiary of the whole thing.
The focus of that board was once maybe to get the funding up to a level that was suitable, which it is now, roughly 93%. The focus now of the board is, okay, we have these assets. What's the best way to invest them? Not how to catch up on funding. That's done. We're there now. We need to work with a pension consultant and say, how can we get the best return for the level of risk we're willing to take? And that's really the bottom line of what that committee will work on. And I don't know if Mr. Baker wants to add anything,
also,
or Ms. Deaver. They were both on the committee.
Yeah.
When you ask this group to vote how they'd like to go, that vote group obviously would vote the way they did because they're that group.
I think.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. I just,
okay.
Again, so I, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Baker?
The committee met yesterday, and this was one of the topics of discussion. And obviously, I think the committee felt like, you know, if we could get ideas from the outside on ways to improve our investments, that's great. And that's something that we want to encourage. And I know Mrs. Webb mentioned that the pension financial advisor was there yesterday. We also discussed possibly having like some of the managers come in to meet more regularly with the committee to get some other ideas on how to make improvements to our investments. But one of the things that the committee had in the back of their mind, I think, is that, you know, this is the county council has ultimate responsibility for this pension fund.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
If something, if we invest in something that's doesn't do well, or we lose money on, or make money on, you know, it's the county's, got that responsibility, and we were a little fearful of adding too many from the outside that, you know, don't have that much stake in the game, so to speak. You know, so we're open to ideas.
Okay, well, David, maybe there should be maybe two committees. One should be looking at the investments, and maybe one should be looking at, like, say, contributions and other things. Right now, what does an employee make to a contribution?
Well, that is, we treat that more as a budget issue, and we've also, I know the council's there's been some council have asked that we look at other options for pensions for new employees, which is something that, this committee could look at also, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to go to that committee.
Mm-hmm.
Our budget committee, you know, looks at that also, because, and the actuary report, when Mrs. Webb brings that in each year, that reflects how much we have to contribute each year for the pensions and the pension benefits, but there is I think, and the committee also talked about meeting more often yesterday to go over, you know, the various issues, because there is a
right.
You know, there is, this is a big pot of money now for the county.
It certainly is. It's the sustainability of it. I mean, we are in great shape. This council should try to ensure that we can maintain that now for the future. We've gotten to a great position. What I want to do is make sure that we don't fall back, and I question this committee, and I question maybe we should have two committees. Maybe there should be people looking at investments who have a background in that, as opposed to people who are looking at revamping the contributions, something new for new employees, because we do have a Cadillac of a
of a program.
Yes.
And for years, when I first was elected, the argument was, we do not pay county employees don't command big salaries. You know, their pay is low, but we give them great benefits. Mm-hmm. As the years have gone by, I think salaries are very competitive, but we still got this, you know, package that we're giving, mm-hmm. which is still a Cadillac, which maybe the private sector has you know, modified that a little bit. Should we be doing something different, or do we continue on in the same path?
That's up to council.
So I understand all that, but I'm just saying, but the committee sometimes will bring recommendations to us and stuff like that, and I just don't know.
We're going to have a community member added to the current group.
No.
No?
There's already one on there.
We're adding it.
Who is that?
And the community member.
What is, yeah, we'd be
so
adding
have two
a community member.
No, one, and but we don't have one now.
We don't have. We haven't
really
had
have
one all this
no.
time, and we've done so well. Now, my other point is that I would ask, after being on there for almost a year, that any community member or even the employee have plenty of knowledge about investments. David's going to retire. I know Todd's coming in new, and I'm sure Todd is just as knowledgeable as Dave. But I would ask, in my own personal experience, that we appoint two people with a lot of knowledge and background on investments, even though we hire the firm, the investment counselor. And, you know, he's independent. That's my personal request. But I do think this committee has done well.
Todd, can we look at your stock portfolio, see if you've done it? How do you do?
Mr. Wills has the floor.
I don't know if we can really hire enough people to tell us what the future's going to be. I saw here where a bank here was stock was worth better than $47 a share. You're lucky to get 50 cents for it. Here we are, made these kind of investments. I can't tell you. It's like farming. I can't tell you what tomorrow's going to do. I can't tell you what next year's crop's going to be.
Compared to other.
I think sitting here trying to look at a timeline 5 years out or even 6 months out, I don't think you can really sit here and say that. Yeah. I don't even know who the next president's going to be, and I hope the stock market gets better. Mm-hmm. This is almost a game here, making some good sound investments, and it's not necessarily in stock. It's not a lot of things. So mm-hmm. I'm sitting here saying how we're going to invest money. We better figure out a better way that's got a guaranteed way. And if you get into a guaranteed way, it's low paying interest. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. It's low paying. Or you can take a high risk and lose our shirt.
We're much more conservative than the.
If we paid out to our employees, according to how we invest, they say, well, we're willing to take the high risk, we're going to pay you more. We take the low risk, and we're going to have to pay you on that. Have the income according to what our investments are. I'll tell you one thing, we have a whole lot of interest from employees here, how we invested our money.
Well, we are extremely conservative compared to the other clients that this investment counselor has. And not only that, we are in the top of other governments, government investors. We are in the very top, and as far as our results are, the October results were excellent. So we're doing better than other governments, and we're ultra conservative when compared to other government, and certainly compared to the state.
But Joan, this is not I'm not making a comment on that. We've done a bad job. We've done mm-hmm. a fabulous job.
No, I'm just letting you know.
What I'm trying to say is the makeup of this committee, is this
a good way to do it? Because when you look at the state of Delaware, it's their note, there are no state Delaware employees represented on these boards. And there's a reason they do that. They like, you know, it's just, there's a reason. So,
State of Delaware 2 years ago raised our taxes sky high, doubled even our fees and automobiles, all kinds of taxes, and they still went in debt better than $300 million in debt. If it hadn't been for the federal government and good friends of Joe Biden and Markell, this state would have been in serious problem. We would have never got out.
I think they should have been more conservative.
Is this what we're going to look for?
No.
Mr.
No.
Cole,
we're out of that.
Mr. Cole, would you be open to going with, since we have an ordinance with no direction that
right.
does not even mention who the committee are, to at least putting in ordinance form the members that sit on the committee, adding the one, and then revisiting it the next year to see how the one person helps the committee that we'll be having quarterly meetings and the input that we do, that we
idea.
Have, and then
yeah, I don't think
baby steps into possibly
I don't really think that's going to measure anything. I'm just concerned about that have too many people from on the inside and not enough people from the outside, looking at the pension board, which is basically taxpayers' money and how we spend it. And like I said, for years, the county council did a crappy job. They didn't fund it. They underfunded it.
Not this council.
I didn't say
no,
that.
No, that's right.
I'm not reflecting. I'm just saying, but we've had pension boards and mm-hmm. we've had, you know, advisory groups and all this other stuff. Anyway, that's the way it went. So I'm not real comfortable with the makeup. So
I'm not comfortable with the fact that it's not made public that we have these meetings. It's recorded. Right? It's on record. And I think it's televised, but...
We don't post these?
It's posted.
But it's posted, however, it wasn't on our website.
You can't go on the website and read the minutes. You don't know what was said. So it's not like a county council hearing.
We have asked Mrs. Cordery to post these on our website or have them posted on our website in the future. So
Was... Will the minutes be posted?
We'll have the minutes posted on our website. Will
the taped meeting be posted?
The meeting
is
on our, it is on the internet. The audio and the visual is available on the internet.
That's great.
Everybody done?
Let's
I would make two comments looking at this information we got about the state of Delaware and Newcastle and Kent County. Two things strike me. One is none of those organizations have the county administrator serve on them.
And
two is none of them have anybody from the government serving on them.
What do you mean, elected?
Elected the government.
Right.
I would be in favor of the council not serving on it and an extra public person serving on it. Because the council has the final say anyway.
I suggested that.
Just comment.
So you would...
I agree.
I'm only bringing... It just strikes me that there's no other group that the county administrator serves on the pension committee.
I'll make a motion to that.
That I can find.
No, that's exactly right.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but my point was that the public person, we could add a second public person in place of the county council member.
I'll make a motion to that.
Now, Mr. Moore, can we make a motion?
So what you would be doing, just like we did on the previous ordinance, you would be moving first that you amend the ordinance as presented mm-hmm. to remove the county council member, and I believe that was in section D, and putting an additional Sussex County community member.
Could I maybe, when you look at on this, Mike, It says point four under Kent or Newcastle County. County Council shall appoint four members, none of whom shall be an official or an employee of the county, according to which we just said now. Two members appointed to the Board of Trustees shall be banking or investment security, business. So should we maybe say that we want to look to somebody with maybe banking or investment, security business, similar to that concern that they did?
Well, that might be
that?
Good, George, except one thing.
Instead of just putting somebody like Sam Wilson on it.
Wait.
That might be good, George, except we just look at a bank here that had...
I know all that.
And they were advisors, so they don't have all the...
I didn't say either. They would be perfect.
That's what you're saying.
Retired, hopefully.
I did not say that.
Okay.
I did not say that. It's nice to have somebody who does understand.
Now,
we are a
small county. They would have to have an arm's length
Here's a question. Now, wait, let's back up a second. We have a motion to amend the proposed ordinance by removing the county council member and putting on a second public member. Do we have a second for that motion?
So we'll have two community people.
Two community people and no county council.
Okay, just move this along, and we're coming my way a little bit. I'll second.
We have a motion and a second.
Right.
I guess questions or comments on that motion, I would certainly think that these people are going to be appointed by county council. If we do our due diligence, we can pick people who are got background or experience in the banking or investments or whatever, who we're going to pick.
Well, hopefully we will do that. Hopefully we will. Many times a name gets thrown up and we don't.
I understand.
And I'll make George Cole the chairman of that committee.
Any questions on the motion to amend the proposed ordinance?
So moved.
We have a motion second. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
No. And my experience on the committee has been that I've brought about a lot of changes on behalf of the Sussex County Council. and the county. And one is the public exposure of the meetings. I want that to happen. And I have looked at the funding of the pension, and I want somebody from county council to be very aware at all times of our funding and our policy, whether it be conservative or not. I think it's very important that you have a council member, and no, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll also vote yes. And I do find it, just a comment, I do find it amazing with a no vote that I think 2 minutes ago, when I brought the subject up, you said you recommended that to the committee.
No, that the council person, I didn't recommend it. I asked about it. I asked, do you okay. think you need a council person? And everybody on the committee, everybody on the committee said yes. So take it easy, Mr. Vincent.
No, I misunderstood you.
Take it easy.
Mr. Moore, what's our next?
Next would be that the ordinance, an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County by amending Section 26-4 relating to the Advisory Retirement Board as amended by the motion that just passed, okay. Which is to delete the county council member and in its place put two community members.
We'll entertain that motion. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Mr. Wilson, can you?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Mr. Wilson makes a motion.
Okay.
Second. Mr. Cole.
I'm sorry. The motion again now is what?
It is.
Didn't we just, you voted on the amendment?
Pardon? No, they just voted on the amendment.
We just voted on the amendment. Now, this is the motion.
This is this is the motion on
with the amendment.
The entire ordinance
right.
as amended.
As to pension makeup.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as to not just the committee makeup, but everything that was introduced in that.
Oh, but we've also got other things about RFP in that ordinance.
That's correct.
And so, you know,
We have a motion. Do we have a second, Mr. Cole?
No.
No.
Shouldn't vote on those together.
Yes.
We have a motion. Have a second.
We're okay with the way it's formulated.
What I read was an ordinance to amend, which was the ordinance that was proposed right. to us as amended.
Right.
At this point,
all we've amended is the makeup of the.
The only thing we've
committee.
Changed on the draft you saw was that makeup of the.
That's
committee.
Correct. Okay, so you're voting on the entire
draft.
Thing
right.
as amended.
Right. Everything else that's in the draft stays there.
That's correct.
We just made one change.
So this motion would also include the proposed changes to the fact of whether we use RFPs or not.
That addition, the
that's
language.
In there, paragraph, that's
so
paragraph
I'm
A.
in favor of that. I'm not in favor of the amendment. So, you know, I don't think we should vote on them together. But
we have voted on the amendment already.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The amendment passed.
That's right,
yes.
Now we need to vote on the document with as amended.
You're in a pickle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Mr. Moore?
I'm in a pickle.
And this was
he's in a pickle.
As, this
in
was
a pickle.
As introduced.
As introduced. Right.
Mr. Moore,
and we have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
He says I'm in a pickle.
Joan's in a pickle, and she doesn't know
that.
What to choose.
Okay.
That's what
he we're
says.
Now going to call for the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And I just hope those two community members have a background in banking or investment security.
Well, would it be? Would
I just
it
hope
be,
that when we see people that we bring them to the forefront, those are the kind of people we get.
I think
for some direction in January when we need to start appointing this board, how about if I circulate a list as correspondence of possible
sure,
community
right.
members, and then we visit in January, and then you can do the nominating of the two members that you might have someone of your own. I don't know. A
I
list
guess.
Might help you.
That would be fine.
Okay.
If you would do that, that'd
I
be
will
great.
Do that.
Sam, you got a cousin, don't you? That
thank
that's
you.
Pretty good at investing.
Thank you for your support.
I was thinking that.
Mike Izzo. Oh, of course, the sanitary.